This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, well, welcome in Mary Kay Cabot now in the North. Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, can you put an end to this once and for all? There have been all these debates about how loud the crowd noise is, and then I promise we'll look ahead. Was it a lot of boos? Was it a chorus of boos? Is that what Baker was upset about on those critical plays down by the goal line?
You know, I saw a whole lot of Bills fans down there at that end. Right from the very beginning of the game, they were very, very loud and vocal. The Bills Mafia was out in full force down there. So I think, if anything, that's probably what was going on. I think Browns fans know what to do during a football game, and I think they'll be just fine.
All right, Mary Kay Cabot, join us on the hotline. So let's talk about this game, because I kind of think game manager Baker might be the best way for them to win this game. And I know there's a negative connotation with game manager, but when you have those running backs, and now Kareem Hunt's had a week of hits and he's been able to actually play the game and be out there on the field, I think this is a game where if you can run the football and not make those critical mistakes, I don't think they need Baker to be spectacular for them to win this game.
You know what? I would agree with you on that. These guys are so opportunistic. They're grabbing so many passes. They're getting so many interceptions. Minka Fitzpatrick is so dangerous. If you have those two running backs, Kareem and Nick, I would rely very, very heavily on them. Although I think the Steelers, I can't remember the exact number, but they're very, very high up there in average yards per carry. I think it's 3.9 against them. So they're not going to give the ground game up very easily either. But I would definitely rely on those two guys.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, what have you heard about maybe some of the usage of Rashard Higgins this week?
Well, that's going to be something to watch, because obviously as long as Antonio Callaway does everything that he needs to do between now and game time, he should be active again. And it just depends on how Freddie Kitchens decides to manage those two guys. It's been a thing all season long. And the third receiver is important, especially when you play a lot of 11 personnel or three wides. So absolutely, that's going to be something to keep an eye on. Now, I think Rashard Higgins probably earned something, a little bit more playing time by catching the game-winning touchdown pass. Mm-hmm. But it's also a game of matchups. And if they want a little bit more speed on the field, if they want to stretch the defense, then you might want Callaway in on some situations.
How many more chances is Antonio Callaway going to get?
That's a good question. That's a great question. He doesn't have very much margin for error. But when you draft a guy like that, that you know is going to be a work in progress, you do have to exercise some patience and try to bring him along. They knew when they drafted him what they were getting. John Dorsey takes chances on guys like that, feels like he can help rehabilitate them as people, as football players. And so I think he does have patience for those kinds of players. It just depends on how the coaching staff feels about playing him.
Mary Kay, just totally asking speculation. I haven't seen any report about it or anything like that, but how do you think John Dorsey felt about that basically a one-game suspension is what it was for Antonio Callaway? Because obviously he takes chances on guys like this, like you just said, and at the same time that player's not available. Do you think Dorsey supported that decision, or do you think Dorsey's like, come on, I'm giving you talent, you got to play these guys?
Oh, I think he 100% supports that decision. I think that that he knows that these players have to be held accountable. You can't let somebody, you know, make an error like that and then just go out and play the game and live happily ever after. No, I think he supports that, and he also really supports Freddie Kitchens this season still.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The Lock and Four report came out. Yeah, I know you mentioned a couple of these things here. I don't like the dissension, though, it seems. Like, every time, like when it went sour with Hugh, all of a sudden it's like, well, we were talking about bringing in another guy. We were talking about bringing in Sean McDermott. And then all of a sudden it's, well, we really like Kevin Stefanski. Like, how does that get out there? Who's talking?
Well, the Kevin Stefanski thing was widely reported, especially by ProFootballTalk.com. When Freddie was hired, that was a big, big report then that Paul DePodesta wanted Kevin Stefanski. So that was, if you go back, you can look, that all came out in January. So I wasn't exactly sure why that came out again. Maybe just because people are wondering if Freddie Kitchen should have his job right now. And so things kind of get stirred up here again. But that was something that that was widely talked about back in January.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the show. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people, it wasn't like I was stumping for Stefanski or anything like that. It just seemed to be the timing was interesting about that. With Freddie, I mean, how much can he do for himself? And just from what you get with the fans, say they win tonight 21-10. What does he do? What changes with the fans about Freddie? Is he getting out of the woods, or do you think some people are still going to be very leery of him?
Well, every time you talk to a player in the locker room, they say, oh, the fans always tell us all we have to do is beat Pittsburgh, and that's the only thing that matters. I do think that beating the Pittsburgh Steelers two times this season would be on the right side of his resume there, so that will help. I mean, he's got five division games left to really prove himself in that regard, and those division games will go a long way towards the perception of just his value as the Cleveland Browns coach. Those are the games that you have to win. Those are the games that you're built to match up against those teams, and they have to win these. So they've got three really, really important ones, two against the Steelers, one against the Ravens, and I think by then they'll really know what they have.
In talking to somebody yesterday, Mary Kay, you know, they say that the voters for these type of things, they really like stories. Yeah, T.J. Watt is a, you know, he's the brother of J.J., and he's had a fine season. And he's one of the guys who were up for Defensive Player of the Year, and I can't help but think, you know, Miles has 10 sacks. If the Browns were 6-3, would we be talking about Miles as a defensive candidate or Defensive Player of the Year candidate? Like, if their record was better, would he be one of the leaders? Because we don't hear anything about him.
Well, here's why I think that is. T.J. Watt, if you look at his 9.5 sacks, he's also stripped the ball four times. He's recovered three fumbles. So, you know, he's taking over games. He's dominating games and really changing the course of the football game with some of those game-changing plays. And I think that's what people look for. You know, when you watched the game the other night between the Seahawks and the 49ers, you saw Jadeveon Clowney take over the game and win player of the week. So those are the kinds of disruptive plays. And that's what I think Miles needs to do tonight on the national stage against the Pittsburgh Steelers is really dominate and make Mason Rudolph very, very uncomfortable. He needs to sack him. He needs to get the ball out of there. That's what you're looking for from the NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
Mary Kay, I'm curious because you're around the team so often. You see how these guys interact and where their level of bravado is. Obviously, earlier in the year, they were a very confident team. Has any of that changed? Have they wavered at all? Have you noticed any kind of a change in that regard?
You know, I think they got some of that back with coming back and beating the Bills. I think that really gave them the shot in the arm, the confidence that they needed to go in and play at the level of intensity that they're going to need to win this game tonight. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere, and they're going to need to match what the Steelers bring, and it's going to be very, very physical. I think the other thing that's going to really help them is the return of Kareem Hunt. He's one of the best running backs in the NFL. I think adding him to your football, back to your football team, it's almost, I'm not saying 100%, but it's almost like adding a Saquon Barkley or a Zeke Elliott or something like that. I mean, he is right up there. He's an elite running back. People forget that because he didn't get to finish out his season last year. But he is extremely good in the running game and the passing game. So I think that gives them a boost of confidence as well.
You know, Mary Kay, you just mentioned how it could be a very extremely physical game. That's a quote. Do you think if the Browns win tonight, they go to 4-6, it's a real pound-out type of win, even though they would meet each other again in just a couple of weeks, is the rivalry on, or would you really set it at that time, say they win and win against the Dolphins, and then they were going to get back at .500, would that maybe be the time for the rivalry to really reignite between the players, not just the fans?
I think it's game on tonight. I really do. I think both teams realize the importance, the magnitude of this game. If you read some of the stuff coming out of Pittsburgh, they're not just going for a wild card spot. They want to win the division. They still feel, and so do the Browns, the Steelers really feel that is within reach for them. And therefore, you've got two teams that are going for that tonight, and it's going to be a dogfight, I think, on both sides of the ball. And I just think it's going to be a heck of a game.
What role, how important of a role does weather play tonight?
I think it's a factor. I mean, you really shouldn't expect that it would be when you have the Steelers versus the Cleveland Browns. But, you know, not a lot of these players, you know, there's a lot of Cleveland Browns players that are young enough that they really haven't played in frigid conditions like this and the wind that will be whipping down on the lakefront. So I do think that you're going to have to see who can tough it out in these kinds of conditions. You know, I don't know if the Steelers are more equipped to do that because, you know, they've got some guys that have been around a little bit longer. We'll have to see how that goes. But I think the cold can be a factor for some of the guys.
You got a prediction, Mary Kay? Or is it too early in the day?
No, you know,
After
crunching so many of these Steelers defensive numbers and seeing that they're second in 26 takeaways and third with 33 sacks, I feel like this is a hard defense for the Browns to match up against for a number of reasons. But I think, as I said before, I think Kareem Hunt is a game changer, and he'll bring out the best again in Nick Chubb. He'll open things up for Odell. So I do think that the Browns are going to win this game, and I'm going with a score of 24-23.
Got to do it.
Whoa! Thank you, Mary Kay.
We love you, Mary Kay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Mary Kay.
Mary Kay Cabot.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Us, everybody but Ken, thinks they're going to win the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.